Ezekiel chapter 20. And it came to pass in the seventh year, 3535 AH, 507 BC, in the fifth month, A flat, July, August, the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord Jehovah, and sat before me. Then the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel, and say to them, This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says, Have you come to inquire of me? As I live, says the Lord God, Jehovah, I will not be inquired of by you. Will you judge them, son of man, will you judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their forefathers. And say to them, This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. In the day when I chose Israel, and lifted up my hand to the offspring of the house of Jacob, and made myself known to them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand to them, saying, I am the Lord, Jehovah, your God. In the day that I lifted up my hand to them, to bring them forth out of the land of Egypt into a land that I had spied out for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Then I said to them, Let everyone cast away the abominations of his eyes, and do not defile yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord, Jehovah, your God. But they rebelled against me, and would not listen to me. Every man did not cast away the abominations of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them, to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I did it for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, ungodly nations, among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known to them, in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Therefore I caused them to go out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. And I gave them my laws, and showed them my judgments, which if a man does them, he will even live in them. Furthermore also I gave them my Sabbaths, Saturdays, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord, Jehovah, who sanctifies them. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They did not walk in my laws, and they despised my judgments, which if a man does, he will even live in them. And my Sabbaths they greatly polluted. Then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness, to consume them. But I did it for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, ungodly nations, in whose sight I brought them out. Yet I also lifted up my hand to them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Because they despised my judgments, and did not walk in my laws, but polluted my Sabbaths. Because their hearts went after their idols. Nevertheless my eye spared them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said to their children in the wilderness, Do not walk in the laws of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Lord, Jehovah, your God. Walk in my laws, and keep my judgments, and do them. And hallow my Sabbaths, Saturdays. And they will be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord, Jehovah, your God. Nevertheless the children rebelled against me. They did not walk in my laws, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man does, he will even live in them. They polluted my Sabbaths. Then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them, to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless I withdrew my hand, and did it for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, ungodly nations, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up my hand to them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen, ungodly nations, and disperse them through the countries. Because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my laws, and had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes went after their fathers' idols. Therefore I gave them also laws that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. And I polluted them in their own gifts, in that they caused to pass through the fire all who opens the womb, that I might make them desolate, in order that they might know that I am the Lord, Jehovah. Therefore, son of man, speak to the house of Israel, and say to them, This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. Yet in this your forefathers have blasphemed me, in that they have committed a sin against me. Because when I had brought them into the land, for which I had lifted up my hand to give to them, then they saw every high hill, and all the thick trees, and they offered there their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of their offering, there also they made their sweet aroma, and poured out there their drink offerings. Then I said to them, What is the high place where you go? And the name of it is called Bama, high place. To this day. Therefore say to the house of Israel, This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says, Are you polluted after the manner of your fathers? And do you commit prostitution after their abominations? Because when you offer your gifts, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, you pollute yourselves with all your idols, even to this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, says the Lord God, Jehovah, I will not be inquired of by you. And that which comes into your mind will not be at all, that you say, We will be as the heathen. Ungodly nations, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. As I live, says the Lord God, Jehovah, surely with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, I will rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries in which you are scattered, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there I will plead with you face to face. Just as I pleaded with your forefathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so I will plead with you. Says the Lord God, Jehovah. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels, and those who sin against me, I will bring them forth out of the country where they live, and they will not enter into the land of Israel. And you will know that I am the Lord, Jehovah. As for you, O house of Israel, this is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. Every one of you go and serve your idols, and hereafter also, if you will not listen to me, but do not pollute my holy name any more with your gifts, and with your idols. Because in my holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, says the Lord God, Jehovah, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There I will accept them, and there I will require your offerings, and the first fruits of your sacrifices, with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet aroma, when I bring you out from the people, and gather you out of the countries in which you have been scattered. And I will be sanctified in you before the heathen, ungodly nations. And you will know that I am the Lord, Jehovah, when I bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for the which I lifted up my hand to give it to your forefathers. And there you will remember your ways, and all your works, in which you have been defiled. And you will despise yourselves in your own sight for all your evils which you have committed. And you will know that I am the Lord, Jehovah, when I have dealt with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt works, O house of Israel. Says the Lord God, Jehovah. Furthermore the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward the south, and drop your word toward the south, and prophesy against the forest of the south field. And say to the forest of the south, Hear the word of the Lord, Jehovah. This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. Indeed, I will kindle a fire in you, and it will devour every green tree in you, and every dry tree. The flaming flame will not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north will be burned in it. And all flesh will see that I the Lord, Jehovah, have kindled it, it will not be quenched. Then I said, O Lord God, Jehovah, they say of me, Does he not speak parables?